Federal Government Employees Union Sponsors No Kings Protest Against Their Own Members. By Randy Clark on June 16, 2025. The American Federation of Government Employees, the parent labor organization representing thousands of Border Patrol agents and other federal law enforcement officers, joined with NoKings.org to promote anti-Trump protests nationwide. Protesters at the events carried signs attacking ICE, the Border Patrol, and law enforcement in general. The logo for the labor organization is prominently displayed under the partners page on the NoKings.org website, promoting the widespread anti-Trump protests that ended in violence in some areas of the country. In Salt Lake City, Utah, one protester was shot and killed after a security officer opened fire on a gunman, accidentally striking the man. According to AFCA, the AFL-CIO-affiliated labor organization, it represents approximately 100,000 law enforcement officers, including those from the Border Patrol, U.S. Marshals Service, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, TSA, Bureau of Prisons, and several other agencies. The National Border Patrol Council, NBPC, which represents rank-and-file Border Patrol agents, falls under the AFCA umbrella and has openly expressed its displeasure with AFCA's political stance on immigration and other law enforcement matters. The council representing the Border Patrol agents is forced to operate under the AFCA umbrella due to a 1967 decision by the Department of Justice that granted AFCA exclusive representation rights for all employees at the time. On the National Border Patrol Council's website, union officials explain the rationale behind the relationship to their members, writing, "The National Border Patrol Council is part of AFCA, and AFCA is affiliated with AFL-CIO. If we were to attempt to sever the affiliation or even discuss it, the NBPC would lose its assets, third-party legal insurance, exclusive representative status, and be placed into trusteeship. AFCA national representatives, non-BP, would assume control of your union and your representation. The AFL-CIO per capita is paid for by AFCA and as of 2019, amounted to 65 cents per month per member. Although NBPC is opposed to the shameless promotion of illegal aliens by AFCA and AFL-CIO, the NBPC must work through internal measures to change the position of AFCA and AFL-CIO or risk jeopardizing our status, as explained above. In order for change to occur, the NBPC must convince the various councils within AFCA and other unions affiliated with AGL-CIO to oppose efforts that promote illegal immigration." The statement reflects the frustration of several Border Patrol agents Breitbart Texas spoke with, who are obligated to fund the political agenda of the American Federation of Government Employees to secure labor representation by the National Border Patrol Council. One Border Patrol agent told Breitbart Texas he is happy with the representation he receives from the National Border Patrol Council, but finds it extremely distasteful that the AFCA supports actions like the No Kings protests that are counter to law enforcement and support anti-immigration enforcement causes. Some of these protesters shout vile chants calling for harm to us and ICE agents. They vilify us for doing our jobs and enforcing laws that Congress enacted. I have to pay 25% of my monthly union dues for this? On Saturday, Breitbart Texas posted at the anti-Trump No Kings demonstration held on the grounds of the Texas Capitol. The protests spilled onto the streets for several hours afterward. At several intersections, protesters waving Honduran, Mexican, and Palestinian flags taunted police in an apparent attempt to provoke officers into a response. The crowd at one point chanted repeatedly "F the Migra" as they marched through downtown Austin. The term Migra is a Spanish slang term that refers to the Border Patrol. As reported by Breitbart Texas, the No Kings protesters in Austin poured onto the downtown streets, some wearing dark clothing, helmets, face coverings, and gas masks. For several hours, hundreds of No Kings protesters antagonized police, overturned garbage receptacles, and at one point, moved police barricades stored in an alley onto a downtown street to block traffic. Police monitored the protesters until they finally dispersed the group shortly before midnight. Several protesters were arrested after the large crowd refused to obey orders to remain out of the streets and to disperse after authorities deemed the protest to be an unlawful assembly near 8th Street and Colorado Avenue. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, He served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 border patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkJ.